Uncovering the tracks that made your hip-hop hits. I'm Professor Ping, and this is Original School. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Original School. I'm your host, Professor Ping. French musician and composer DJ Cam has released some of the most consistent lo-fi and trip-hop music in the game, and often samples from earlier classics. This track, Mad Blunted Jazz, from his 1995 album, Underground Vibes, samples Herbie Hancock in his 1963 tune, The Pleasure Is Mine. Thank you. Mighty Mos Def reimagined Afrobeat to create Fear Not of Man from his album Black on Both Sides, released in 1999. Let's listen to the song he referenced, Fear Not for Man, the 1977 track by Fela Kuti.
Brothers and sisters, the father of Pan-Africanism, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, says to all black people all over the world, the secret of life is to have no fear. We all have to understand that. Thank you.
Founding member of The Main Source, Large Professor, dropped his track, Hard, in 1996, and to make it, took on the epic 1974 Sun Ra masterpiece, Space is the Place. I just want to point out that I'm going to play you the shorter version of the Sun Ra track here, but you can listen to the entire 21-plus minute journey on the Original School Spotify playlist by going to professorping.com and clicking on the link to Spotify.
Thank you.
Bushwick, Brooklyn natives Black Moon released their debut album, Entered a Stage, in 1993, and in their title track they sampled Alice Coltrane's epic Journey and Satchidananda from 1971. Let's listen.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, released in 1998, is one of my all-time favorite albums. This track, To Zion, samples from Lou Donaldson, who you might not know by name, but was a key member of bebop bands alongside Thelonious Monk, Art Blakey, and Clifford Brown. From the album Mr. Shingaling, here's his 1967 track, Ode to Billy Joe.
Thank you.
What's up? This is Professor Ping. If you want to check out all the tracks from tonight, not just the jazz and funky tracks, but the original hip-hop and lo-fi tracks too, just head on over to ProfessorPing.com and click the original school link to Spotify. Tune in to Original School with Professor Ping every day at 1 p.m. Pacific, where we uncover the tracks that made the hits. That's Original School at 1 p.m. every day, only on Lo-Fi Radio. Welcome back. I'm Professor Ping, and you're listening to Original School. Bow Horizons, a DJ duo from Germany, released their laid-back jazzy track Bar Rumba in 1999 that sampled from Billy Stewart, a Chess Records artist discovered by Bo Diddley. Let's listen to his 1965 reinterpretation of the George Gershwin hit Summertime.
color from your eye. Oh!
Considered the godfather of chill hop and a pioneer in lo-fi hip-hop, Japanese musician Nujabes released his 2005 album, Modal Soul, with this banger called Lovesick Part 3 that took a beat from obscure Australian group The Daily Wilson Big Band and their 1975 hit, Dirty Feet. Following a 10-day suspension from high school, Chance the Rapper penned 14,400 minutes as part of his 10-day album released in 2012, which slowed down the funky licks of 1970s group Black Heat from their track Zimbaku.
to seclude your body. And when it grabbed my throat, I was very disillusioned. Zimba.
Felice Trio released this James Brown production in 1969, a funky little number that was reworked by Chubb Rock in 1990, and bridged the gap between the boom bap and the new jack on his track, Treat 'Em Right. Here's the D. Felice Trio with There Was a Time. Thank you. This next track, particularly the stormy opening audio, has been sampled by groups including The Herbalizer, Wu-Tang Clan, and MF Doom. But Old Dirty Bastard went further with it and lifted the lyrics in his classic Don't You Know, released in 1995. Here's In the Rain by the Dramatics, released on their 1971 album, What You See Is What You Get.
Thank you.
Speaking of the Wu-Tang Clan, Isaac Hayes gets a credit for penning this next track, released by the Charmels in 1967, called As Long As I've Got You, which didn't get a lot of airplay or attention until the RZA got a hold of it and sampled the hook for Cash Rules Everything Around Me from the Wu-Tang's debut album, Enter the Wu-Tang, from 1993. Before I play this last track, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Original School, with me, your host, Professor Ping. If you want to check out all the tracks from tonight, not just the jazz and funky tracks, but the original hip-hop and lo-fi tracks too, just head on over to ProfessorPing.com and click the Original School link to Spotify. Jack Dangers fronted the electronic group Meat Beat Manifesto and cut their third album in 1990 called Armed Audio Warfare, containing one of my favorite songs, Cut Man. Rumored to be a recreation of beats lost in a fire that engulfed their early studio, they sampled Rock Steady from Aretha Franklin's 1971 album, Young, Gifted, and Black, that included Donny Hathaway on the organ and Dr. John on percussion.